Hey everyone, welcome back. Today, we're diving into something that I think is so important, teacher empowerment.
Oh, absolutely.
And specifically,
Yeah.
how school leadership
Right.
impacts how empowered teachers feel.
Yes. Yeah, it's a critical area of study.
It is, absolutely. And you are not going to believe this.
Duh.
Our listener sent us a dissertation,
wow.
A whole dissertation on this.
That's commitment.
That dives deep into this connection between leadership and teacher empowerment
okay.
in U.S. public schools.
U.S. public schools. That's such a fascinating landscape, isn't it? There are so many layers to unpack.
I know, right? Okay, so get this. One of the things the dissertation argues
Okay.
is that passive avoidant leadership actually makes teachers feel less empowered.
That's not entirely surprising when you think about it.
I know, right? Like, it seems so obvious.
Yeah.
But I'd never really connected those dots before.
Yeah.
So to really dig into this,
Yeah.
the dissertation uses something called the full range leadership model. Have you heard of this?
Absolutely. It's a cornerstone of leadership studies.
Okay.
Basically, it suggests that the most effective leaders don't just have one leadership style.
Okay.
They adapt their approach to different situations and the needs of their team.
Okay, so it's about being flexible
yeah.
and knowing which approach will work best in a given moment.
Exactly. And this is where the dissertation gets even more interesting.
Damn.
It looks at how transformational and transactional leadership play into all of this.
Okay.
In addition to that passive avoidance style we were talking about, you know, those yeah. MIA principles.
Right. Okay, so let's unpack those terms a bit.
Sure.
What exactly do we mean by transformational leadership?
So think of a transformational leader as someone who inspires a shared vision.
Right.
They challenge the status quo, they push for growth, and they lead with a ton of passion and purpose.
So like a principal who rallies the entire staff
yes.
around a project-based learning initiative, pushing everyone out of their comfort zones, but ultimately leading to incredible student growth.
Exactly. And the dissertation found a strong correlation between this kind of transformational leadership and teacher empowerment.
Yeah.
It really highlights how influential those inspiring principles can be.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Now, what about transactional leadership?
So transactional leadership is a bit more structured. It's about setting clear expectations, establishing rewards for performance, and addressing any deviations from the plan.
So in a way, it sounds like a degree of transactional leadership is necessary,
mm-hmm.
even in a school setting, to provide a sense of structure and accountability.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Absolutely. And while it might not sound as exciting as transformational leadership,
right.
the dissertation found a positive correlation between transactional leadership and teacher empowerment, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to admit, that surprises me.
Yeah.
I would have thought it was all about the transformational leaders. Why do you think that is?
I think it speaks to the idea that different approaches can be effective.
Okay.
Depending on the situation.
Yeah.
And the individuals involved.
Yeah.
Clear expectations and rewards can be incredibly motivating.
Yeah.
They can create a sense of structure, accomplishment, and even fairness, which all contribute to feeling empowered.
Right.
You know, think about it. Knowing what's expected of you mm-hmm. and feeling appreciated for meeting those expectations
right.
can be really powerful.
That's such a good point. It makes you realize that even though we often talk about, you know, inspiring leadership.
Yeah.
Sometimes what people really need is
right.
clear direction and recognition for their work.
Precisely. It's about feeling valued and effective.
Yes, absolutely. So we've got these transformational leaders who inspire transactional leaders who provide structure.
Yeah.
And then we have our MIA principals, the
yeah.
ones who seem to be, you know, missing in action.
Yeah.
The dissertation definitely didn't have good things to say about that leadership style.
Definitely not. The research clearly shows that this passive avoidant approach, as they call it,
right.
is detrimental to teacher empowerment.
I'm curious, what would be some red flags, some signs that a principal might be falling into that MIA trap?
Well, while the dissertation doesn't give specific examples,
okay,
you can imagine the scenario, right?
Yeah.
Teachers are left in the dark about decisions. They're not getting any clear guidance. And their concerns are falling on deaf ears.
Oh, it sounds awful.
Yeah. That kind of environment can be incredibly disempowering.
Yeah, it makes you realize how important it is for those in leadership positions,
Yeah.
especially in a field like education,
Yeah.
to be present and
Yes.
engaged.
And it's not just about being physically present,
Right.
but also about being mentally present.
Yes.
Truly listening to and supporting teachers.
I think a lot of people listening,
Yeah.
especially those who might not be educators themselves, are probably wondering how this translates into their own lives and experiences.
That's a great question.
Right.
It highlights how relevant these concepts are beyond the classroom.
Yeah.
This idea of needing both clear expectations and inspiration.
Right.
Of having a leader who is present and engaged.
Yeah.
Those are things we all crave in our work, right?
Absolutely. So much of what we've been talking about applies to workplaces in general.
Yeah.
We all need a leader who knows when to inspire, when to provide clear expectations, and when to simply be present and supportive.
Exactly. And, you know, one thing that really struck me when I was reading the dissertation was how much the historical context of teaching plays into all of this.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like how we got to where we are today.
Yeah. Tell me, what was the deal with teacher empowerment back in the, like, early days of public education in the U.S.?
Well, the dissertation points out that teaching, particularly in those early years, was seen as a fairly low-status profession.
Really?
Yeah. Teachers, especially women, were often viewed as extensions of the family.
Okay.
Providing a nurturing and moral influence on young children.
So not a lot of power or autonomy there, I imagine.
You got it. Teachers were expected to conform to strict social norms and expectations.
Hmm.
They were there to transmit knowledge and values,
right,
not to question or challenge the system.
So it sounds like things were pretty different back then.
Yeah.
When did that shift toward greater teacher empowerment begin to take place?
You know, the dissertation doesn't give a precise timeline.
Okay.
But it points to the rise of professionalism in the 20th century as a turning point.
Okay.
As teaching became more formalized with standardized training and certification.
Okay.
Teachers started to gain more recognition and respect as professionals.
Yeah, you start to see it as
yeah.
less of a domestic role and more of a specialized profession.
Exactly.
Kind of like doctors or lawyers.
Exactly. And with that professionalization came a greater emphasis on teacher autonomy.
Okay.
And decision making.
Interesting.
Yeah, teachers were no longer seen as just passive transmitters of information.
Right.
They were recognized as experts in their field, capable of making informed decisions about curriculum, pedagogy, classroom management.
It's interesting to think about how this shift toward greater autonomy might have coincided with the rise of transactional leadership,
right,
which we talked about earlier, like as the profession became more formalized.
Yeah.
Maybe there was also a greater need for
structure
and accountability.
That's a really astute observation.
Yeah.
And the dissertation does suggest that different leadership styles might be more or less effective,
okay,
depending on the historical and societal context.
Right.
But regardless of the leadership style in place,
yeah,
one thing remains constant. Truly empowering teachers requires leaders who support and encourage their autonomy, rather than trying to micromanage or control every aspect of their work.
So it's about finding that balance.
Yes. Between providing structure and guidance, but also giving teachers the freedom to be creative and innovative in their classrooms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about trusting teachers' expertise and judgment.
Right.
And creating an environment where they feel supported in taking risks and trying new things.
It makes you wonder if some of the challenges facing education today, like teacher burnout, dissatisfaction, might stem from this tension between the need for autonomy and the pressures of accountability.
That's a really insightful point, and it's something that the dissertation touches on as well.
Okay.
When teachers feel like their professional judgment is being undermined or disregarded, it can be incredibly demoralizing.
Right.
It can lead to feelings of helplessness and frustration, which ultimately impact their effectiveness in the classroom. Right. It's like that old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drunk.
Right. Exactly.
You can give teachers all the resources and support in the world, but if they don't feel empowered to use them effectively, it's not going to translate into meaningful learning experiences for students.
Absolutely. And that's why this whole conversation about teacher empowerment is so critical.
Yeah.
It's not just about making teachers feel good.
Right.
It's about creating the conditions for them to thrive professionally.
Yes.
And to do their best work for their students.
Okay. Okay, so we've talked about the different leadership styles that impact teacher empowerment.
Right.
We've explored the historical context of how the teaching profession has evolved. But I think a lot of our listeners are probably wondering how they can actually apply this knowledge in their own lives.
That's a great question. Let's bring this home.
Okay.
So for anyone out there who might be in a position to influence school leadership,
okay,
whether you're a superintendent, a school board member,
right,
or even a concerned parent, this dissertation is a call to action.
Okay.
It's time to start thinking critically about the kind of leadership we're fostering in our schools.
Yeah, it's like we can't just assume that someone who was a good teacher will automatically be a good principal. Leadership is a whole other skill set.
It is. We need to be more intentional about providing aspiring leaders with the training and support.
Right.
They need to develop those skills.
Yeah.
And we need to create a culture in our schools that values and supports effective leadership.
At all levels.
At all levels. Absolutely.
So what would that look like in practice? What are some concrete things that schools can do to foster more empowering leadership?
Well, for starters, we can provide principals with professional development opportunities that focus specifically on leadership skills.
Okay.
Like communication, collaboration, and conflict resolution.
Those are important.
Yeah, we can also create mentoring programs that pair new principals with experienced leaders who can provide guidance and support.
It's like, don't just throw them in the deep end.
Right.
And hope for the best. Give them the tools and resources they need to succeed.
Exactly. And it's not just about providing training and support.
Right.
It's also about creating a culture of feedback and reflection.
Okay.
We need to encourage open and honest communication between administrators and teachers and create opportunities for everyone to share their perspectives and ideas.
So it sounds like a lot of this boils down to communication and trust.
Absolutely.
Teachers need to feel like their voices are being heard.
Yes.
And principals need to trust that teachers have the expertise and experience to make sound decisions in their classrooms.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Without that foundation of trust and open communication, it's very difficult to create a truly empowering and supportive school environment.
So we've talked a lot about what school leaders can do to foster teacher empowerment.
Right.
But what about teachers themselves? What if you're a teacher who's feeling less than empowered in your current role? What can you do?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It's easy to feel powerless in a system that can often seem bureaucratic and inflexible. But the reality is that teachers have a lot more agency than they might realize.
You know, it reminds me of a time when I was working, in a completely different field, actually.
Okay.
I had this manager who was constantly looking over my shoulder.
Oh, no.
Micromanaging every little detail. It was awful.
Yeah.
So stifling.
Oh, I can imagine.
And demotivating.
It's amazing how quickly that feeling of autonomy can evaporate when you feel like you're not trusted to do your job.
It's like I wasn't trusted to do the most basic tasks. And it wasn't until I moved to a different company, one with a much more empowering leadership style, that I realized how much my previous work environment had been holding me back.
Yeah.
I could finally breathe again, you know?
I completely understand.
It's just amazing.
Yeah. And it's a great example of how those same dynamics that we see playing out in schools also show up in all different kinds of workplaces.
It's so true. So for those teachers who are feeling stuck in a less than empowering situation, what would you say are some practical steps they can take to reclaim some of that autonomy?
One of the most powerful things I think teachers can do is to focus on building strong relationships.
Okay.
With their colleagues.
Yeah.
Collaboration and support from fellow teachers can be incredibly empowering.
Yeah.
Especially when dealing with challenging leadership.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's that old
misery loves company.
Kind of, but in a good way.
Yeah, right.
You know, where you can come together and support each other.
Exactly. There's nothing quite like having a supportive team to lift you up.
Exactly.
And remind you why you got into teaching in the first place.
Exactly. And even if the school leadership isn't perfect, teachers can create pockets of excellence within their own classrooms and departments.
Absolutely.
They can experiment with new teaching strategies, collaborate on innovative projects, and advocate for their students' needs.
It's about focusing on what you can control.
Yes.
Even when it feels like so much is out of your hands.
Exactly. And You know, sometimes the act of advocating for change
Right.
can be empowering in itself,
Yeah.
whether it's speaking up at a faculty meeting, joining a teacher leadership committee,
Yeah.
or even just having open and honest conversations with administrators.
Right.
Teachers can make their voices heard and contribute to creating a more positive and empowering school culture.
Totally. It's about remembering that you have a voice
Yes.
and that your perspective matters.
It does.
Absolutely. And for those teachers who are feeling really stuck, like really, really stuck,
Yeah.
it's important to remember that you always have options.
You do.
There are other schools, other districts,
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
other career paths
Totally.
that might offer a more empowering and fulfilling experience.
Absolutely.
It's tough,
It is tough.
but you are not obligated to stay in a situation that is no longer serving you.
You're not. You deserve to be happy. You
Exactly.
deserve to thrive.
Well said. Well said.
Ultimately, teacher empowerment is about creating the conditions for teachers to thrive so that they can help their students to thrive.
So true.
It's about recognizing teachers as the dedicated professionals they are
Yes.
and giving them the support, the autonomy, and the respect they deserve.
This entire conversation has been so eye-opening.
Yes, it has.
I feel like I've gained a whole new understanding of what teacher empowerment really means
Good.
and why it matters so
It's
much
so important.
for everyone, really.
It is.
It's not just about the teachers.
It's about everybody.
It's about the students. It's
It's this
about
whole ecosystem.
this has been fascinating. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This has been really great.
This was fun.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the world of teacher empowerment.
Yes, thank you.
We hope you'll join us next time for another insightful exploration.
Absolutely.
Until then, keep those brains buzzing.